Track 13, and here's this week's sports news. A very brief item about running, headlined Bunday Battles Brutal Race. Holden trail runner Simon Bunday took on the absolutely brutal Beachy Head Marathon on Saturday. He said the route for the Sussex event was lovely and scenic, but involved 4,000 feet of climbing in gale force winds and intermittent heavy rain. He finished 521st in 5 hours, 31 minutes and 22 seconds. And moving on to football, huge fee hikes hurt grassroots clubs. The chairman of a Newton Abbott football club says similar ones are folding because Teignbridge Council keeps putting up the cost of hiring pitches. Newton Rovers pays more than £80 a match to play on Baker's Park. Yet Steve Down, who heads the club, still has to clear dog mess off the pitch before kickoff. The council says it has to raise fees to make ends meet as government cuts support, but local football clubs may be able to get help through grants. Mr. Down, who had to repair holes in the penalty area before the referee would allow a home match to start earlier this month, says charging more than £2,000 to hire the pitch every season is just too much. Moving on to the results for last weekend. Chris Long's hat-trick saw Bubby Tracy unceremoniously dumped from the FA Vars first round proper last Saturday as he inspired his Hamworthy Recreation side to a 4-0 win. Tynmouth boss Liam Jones was disappointed by his side's 2-2 draw with Dartmouth last Saturday. The teens snatched a point with an injury time penalty from Jack Baxter, his second converted spot kick of the afternoon. "It was disappointing, really," Jones said. "That was probably the poorest we've played for a long period of time, probably a few seasons." Buckland Athletic looked to striker Jared Lewington to rescue a point in their 1-1 draw with Shepton Mallet last weekend. Callum Leach's late strike sealed a dramatic win for Bubby Tracy on Tuesday night as they beat Newton Abbott Spurs 3-2 in the Teignbridge derby. "I'm extremely happy with the 3 points," said Bubby boss Tony Radford, "and the fact that it's a derby makes it even better." Moving on to rugby. After 2 wins on the trot, Tynmouth RFC welcomed league leaders Wadebridge to Bitton Park with confidence that they could inflict the Camels' second defeat of the season. And with a bit of luck, they could have pulled it off. However, they came away with a narrow loss. And to have come away from the match empty-handed would have been unfair on the teens. And luckily, Dan Force's try, with 2 minutes left, wrapped up a losing bonus point. Newton Abbott's management took comfort where they could from a 59-29 home defeat by Southwest 2 promotion chasers Crediton. Crediton near misses behind St Austell in last season's promotion race outscored Newton Abbott by 9-5. Newton Abbott scored the first try after the break and got back to 45-29 down with 5 minutes to play, but Crediton finished with a flourish with 2 tries in stoppage time. Mike Saxton, director of rugby at Newton Abbott, said the injury time scores gave the scoreline a look that did not reflect the game. "We may not be getting the results we want at the moment, but," he said, "the future looks good." And finally, hockey. I like to keep up with Ashmore Hockey Club's doings, as they're our best local side. Having the best West Conference record of 3 wins from 4, including 2 clean sheets, Ashmore were hoping to build on their joint top position last weekend. However, they were up against Oxford Hawks, who had also won 3 from 4 matches, and having dropped from Division 1 of the National League, are hoping to bounce straight back. After securing the Pride of Devon with a well-earned win at fancied Isker the previous week, Ashmore's task for a repeat victory against Hawks was made much tougher with the unavailability of no fewer than 6 of the victorious squad from the Isker win. Ashmore, as it turned out, were unlucky not to get at least a draw after a committed performance from the whole team. However, I'm sorry to say that the report doesn't actually tell us what the final score was. On Saturday, the Ashmore women's team faced an undefeated Devonport Services thirds at their Plymouth base. Ashmore looked strong and confident on the ball, and their performance resulted in a well-deserved draw with some outstanding hockey played. But again, we don't actually have the score. And that concludes the sports news for this week.